So after the Gemara looks at the two klalim of Bala Bi'ir and Pesach Pasuach, the Gemara goes on to talk about what sounds like a particular situation, and it sounds also perhaps like either an application or a conflict. The Gemara says, the Gemara tells the story of Rav Yosef about the Baal Be'er with Libo Gaspo. And the Gemara has a machlokas between Rav Kahana and the Braisa. Amar Rav Kahana, the end of the narrow lines, Anashim Bechutz, Nashim Befneim, Ein Choshim Shem Yichud, the Anashim Befneim, Nashim Bechutz, Choshim Shem Yichud. You have these two rooms, an inner room and an outer room. An inner room and an outer room, you have men in one and women in the other. So if Kahana says it's a problem if the men are on the inside. And the Braisa says the reverse. It's a problem if the men are on the outside. So it sounds like we're talking about, feels like we got back to help. It sounds like we're talking about a dead-end room. You have the language of King Yechitzim there as well. You have the dead-end room on the inside, and the way to get out is through the Chitzim. So you have a group of men in one and a group of women in the other. So the Gemara says, the machlok is which one is Aser and which one is Mutter. Which one of Kahana says it's a problem if the men are on the inside. And Rashi says, if the men are on the inside, then you're worried that if a whole group of men on the inside, but one man leaves, heads outside, and he heads outside into the Bayis Achitza, and he's alone with the women, and that's a problem of Yichud. But there's no reason, Rashi explains, there's no reason to be concerned that the fellow's going to come in. And the Braisa says the opposite. That's only a concern if the women are on the inside, because one man could be nichnas u'misyachev imahem sham. And the Gemara says, so we're machin in both directions. Abai et abai is psak. Kahana mat with aser in one direction, or is it vice aser in the other direction? So we're machin in both directions. And the Ritva, as a matter of fact, as you saw, the Ritva actually phrases Rashi in terms of the previous sugya. He says, Nashim Bachutz is mutter. Nashim Bachutz, that's the approach of the Masnisa. Nashim Bachutz is mutter because it's Pesach Pasuach. The women are on the Bayis Achitza. What's your concern? The man on his way out stops in the Bayis Achitza and he's alone with all the women. Yeah, but it's Pesach Pasuach. The other way, it's not Pesach Pasuach. Otherwise, not Pesach Pasuach, because if it's Nashim Bifnim, so Ein Derech Ha'anashim Aleihem, Derech in the sense of Adrisus HaRegel. That's not the flow of traffic. Again, going back to mezuzah type of thinking. Thinking about where people are likely to go. So Halacha L'maisa, we're Machmer like both. That's what the Gemara says. Whether it's Anashim Bifnim, Nashim Bachutz, or the reverse, Anashim Bachutz and Nashim Bifnim. I want to take a look at three issues that emerge here. The first one is to think about there's a three-way machlokas, appears to be a three-way machlokas. Are we shown when does this din apply? What's the case? The second issue is to figure out how to deal with Pesach Pasuach. And then the third issue is a fascinating comment of the Me'iri. So the Beis Yosef points out, so the Beis Yosef here points out, there's a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. The truth is, let's just take a step back for a moment. And there's something else fascinating the Rambam as well before he even gets to it. You take a look at Sivav. The Sivav in the Shulchan Aruch is a quote from is a quote of the Rambam. So the second half of the Siv is about our Gemara. How you are nashim bechutz v'nashim v'vifnim? Oh, nashim v'vifnim v'nashim bechutz. Either way is a problem. Now, and here you already see the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rambam, the point of difference between the Rambam and Rashi is that the case is specifically Pirsha Echa Isha Levein HaAnashim O Isha Echad Levein HaAnashim Asur Mishum Yichud. Unlike Rashi, who said even when each one is in steady state, the men are here, the women are there, it's already a problem because maybe a man will enter into the other room. That was Rashi asks because of the potential for Yichud. The Rambam says it's only a problem if there already is a Yichud concern. One of the women went in there, one of the men went in there, that's when there's the problem of Yichud. But what's fascinating, we'll come back to that in a moment, what's fascinating as well is the first half of the Sefer. Nashim harbe im an nashim harbe ein choshishin li yichud. There's no concern of yichud if it's many men with many women. It's worth remembering that that's this Rambam statement. You know, that's Rambam l'shitasa. This is a part. This links back to Sif Hey, the previous Sif. The Rambam had been of the opinion that the din of shnei anashim is irrelevant as manazeh. The Rambam had understood that the Maisa of Rav and Rav Yehuda, the top of Pei Alpha Men Aleph, was not Amidas Chasidus, but rather was Meikar Adin. The Rav says, we're all Prutzim, the only people who are Ksherim are rare Tzadikim, like Hanir Bar Papi, who actually had undergone and passed the Nisayon of Mesiras Nefesh Davod Gilei Arayos. And that's you remember, that had been the position of the Rambam just about a Das Yachid. And the whole din of Shnei Anashim Sheirim doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. We're all Prutzim. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch quoted. Ramad said, we possibly like the Rov Rishonim. It's Stam Anashim Sheirim. But the Rambam was of the opinion that the din of Shnei Anashim does not help Zman Hazeh because we assume that we are all Prutzim. If Rav was a Parak, certainly we are. That's how the Rambam had read that Gemara in Ikar Din. As being on an Ikar Din level, not the Rav. Not that Rav was presenting to me as Hasidus. So we discussed at the time when we learned Sif Hey, and now we see from the other side that the beginning of Sif Vav is in the other half of that story. The Rambam says many men with one woman, the Gemara said at the bottom of the panel three, many men with one woman is mutter if they're ksherim, but if they're prutzim, even 10 men with one woman is problematic. And that was a Beferish Gemara. And the Rambam says, we're all Prutzim. So 10 men, 10 kosher men with one woman, a minion that you would love to daven with. All tzaddikim. But still, the Rambam says, ben hilchus yichud, they're considered Prutzim. The 10 tzaddikim with one woman, that's a problem of yichud. But the Rambam says, so when is it ever enough people? So that's what the Rambam says here at the beginning of the Sif. But if it's Nashim Harbe and Anashim Harbe, if it's many women and many men, so then Ein Choshesh in Liyichud. Then already we're not worried. If it's many men and one woman, or many women and one man, that's a problem. Or all Prutzim, that's an issue. But if it's Nashim Harbe and Anashim Harbe, then already, even according to Rambam, that's not a problem. Which teaches us, by the way, that we assume, like the Ramah, Estam Anashim Kshayrim, but it's worth remembering that even if you are dealing with Prutzim, people are Prutzim l'chaladeis, but Harbe the Harbe is Mutter. And I think we may have touched on that, and that's this topic here. So how many is many? And that's a discussion that the Chalkas Mechokek and the Beis Shmuel have. Is it enough to have two men and two women? Or what's usually assumed, you have to have three men and three women. Okay, so now the question is, where did the Rambam get this from? Where did the Rambam get this from? So the Magen Mishnah starts talking on the side of the Rambam, trying to find a Gemara that indicates that Harbe v'Harbe is Mutter. But the truth is, that Pashup shot from the flow of the Rambam, it's our Gemara. Because the Gemara is saying, if you have men here and women there in a particular setup, and they're two separate rooms, so then it's going to be a problem. And even though one man leaves the men's room and goes on to the women's room, so even though they're all the men on the other side of the door, that doesn't help. We have to figure out why. And then now you have this one man with all the women, that's a problem of yichud. Or vice versa, and one woman goes into the room with all the men, a problem of yichud. But if they would be one room, with the men and the women, the implication is that would be fine. The only issue is because they're separated into two different rooms, and it's that structure, it's that partitioning that creates a problem. But if they would all be in one big room, it'd be fine. But the L'chora, as the Magamish and the Miyam Mechak Tabi Lachmet, to find a different mucker, and then Nosa can point out that his source is difficult. Pashtus is, it comes from right here. And I was excited to find, I believe that's what the Gra holds. The Beira Gra right here, Os, in my printing, is Os Tazvab. That's the Gra in the beginning of Sevab. He says, Nashim Habib Bechule, Sham Pe Alpha Beis, B'masis and Tani Ibcha, etc. So it sounds like he's deriving this first din also from our sugya. Essentially, the first din that emerges from this sugya is that anashim harbe, the nashim harbe, is mutter even if they're all prutzim. For the Rambam, everyone's a pirate, but even we don't pass on like the Rambam, but there are prutzim out there, and many prutzim and many prutzos is mutter. That's the thing we've touched on in the past. To be in the middle of Times Square, even if you look around and you're surrounded by people who are l'chol ha'deis, prutzim and prutzos, but that's mutter. Harbe v'harbe is mutter. And why? The reason, presumably, is something we actually spoke about last week. The pashat pshat in this din, that anashim harbe v'anashim harbe is mutter, is because that's called Rosh Hashanah. That's the definition of Rosh Hashanah. That's not yid. That's not his yachdos. That's not yichud. We discussed in the last chabura that many would say that even Pesach Pasuach is just simply not yichud. That was a discussion. Is it considered to be Rosh Hashanah? It's not yichud. Oh no, you're inside, but there's access to Rosh Hashanah, so the access is a matir. It's yichud with a kula. But if you actually are in a situation where there are many men and many women, that is Rosh Hashanah. That is Rosh Hashanah. And that would explain also why there's a need for three of each. You'll find elsewhere that Rabim is three. In the context of Rosh Hashanah L'tuma, Rabim is three. So many men and many women. So that's the definition of Rosh Hashanah in the L'chora, in the context of Yichud. And then, and that's what the Rabim presented this way. The flow is beautiful. Anashim v'anashim ha'ar v'anashim ha'ar v'anashim ha'ar v'anashim. But how about if you separate them? Oh, that's what the Gemara says. Well, they're separated, so then there could potentially be a problem. And that brings us back to the end of the Sif, which is the next line in the Rambam's Halachas as well. But if you do have this scenario, so then it's a problem. But once again, you seem to have a machlokes. If point zero here was what this Gemara implies, the Hakdama to this Gemara, the underlying implication of the Gemara is Anashim v'Nashim altogether is not an Isur Yichud. But if they're separate, so then the Rambam says it's a problem only if Pirsha Ish L'Bein HaAnashim or Ish Echad L'Bein HaAnashim. You'll notice the Rambam talks about both cases, even a woman going into the men, that's Rambam L'Shitaso, that we're all prutzim, and one woman is forbidden to be even with many men. That's again the Machlokas, and this Machlokas in Rashi Rambam is what the Beis Yosef points out, or if you like a machlokas Rashi and Ritva versus the Rambam and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, whether this Gemara's din of Pnimi Chitzon is even if they're still separate, but one of them could walk over to the other room, or that's the Shita HaMachmira of Rashi, or you take the approach of the Rambam that's only usher if they actually did walk in to the other room. It should be noted. The Taz here says, even Rashi, he says, Rashi, it's only, he thinks that when Rashi says it's also to be in this setup, even if you're not, no woman has gone to the man, he says that's only Ladur. So to be there temporarily is fine. He says, so for this to be the permanent residence, so just like we saw in the context of Achoso, the Gemara differentiates between Yichud Ba'akra and Dira Bekiyas. The Tassim, that's what this means also. The Gemara is not talking about for 20 minutes there are men in this room and women in that room. The Tassim is talking about to set up the apartments like this, to set up the housing this way. That's wrong. Okay. But be that as it may, Rashi says it's usher even if even kodem shapirish, the Rambam says it's only aser if pirish, and that there does seem to be a shita hamikila yoser. On the other extreme, shita number three appears to be the position of the Rif. Because what does the Rif say about the sugya? How does the Rif present pini v'chitzim? Doesn't. Right, he leaves it out. This is not the first time we've had this. And it's not the first time we've seen the Rif was mashmat. So again, it's hard to know. Hard to know sometimes how to assess hashmatas Rif. Does he think he's leaving out because he thinks this case is very rare? Or he's leaving out because he thinks we don't pass them this way. So offhand, it would appear that we have the three shitos, and we've shown him whether the pinim v'chitzin is aser even kodem shapirish, that's the position of Rashi and Ritva, or pinim v'chitzin is aser but only if it was already pirish echad, that's the Rabbah on the Torah Shulchan Aruch, or the position of the Rif appears to be it's actually mutter, even if pirish. It's still much a question, and let's start to think about this.
Yeah, I just want to help with the earlier that the reason why it's after maybe three nothing because the mission itself is faster than it's after three nothing. So, three, that would be the answer.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like it perhaps aligns with that sounds like the position of Rashi.
That's what he says now, but it would probably be.
Right. Well, it's right. You remember the Rashi is talking about an ish. Okay. You have to figure out that may click in. Yeah. Yeah.
Why isn't there a limit when you have like 10 men and 1 woman
around there too? So it's hard to know. The Gemara actually says that explicitly. The Gemara says 10 prutzim with one woman.
Why
is it the sum of each? You're saying, well, why are 11 people, 10 of whom are men, why is that a worse situation than 6? Yeah. It sounds like you need to rob him of both. Now, normally, let's say in the world of Safek Tumma, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is 3 people, 3 B'nai Adam. You don't need 3 men and 3 women. And we're asking for here, and there are other cases, by Zava, Eidash Yamim Shtayim and Rabbim and Shalosh. So Rabbah, 3 is a Rabbah. So here we want Anashim Harbe, Anashim Rabbim, and Nashim Harbe. We want a Rabbim of each. Probably because that diffuses the situation more thoroughly, I think. So now let's begin to think about this a little. So Shitas Rashi, Shitas Rashi is obviously Tzarech Bia. Shitas Rashi appears to be that it sounds like Rashi understood from this Gemara. We haven't seen anything like this up until now. Up until now, the Isser Yichud was you're already in a Yichud situation. And according to Rashi, it appears in this Gemara's Mechash, a major breakthrough, a major Chumrah, a whole new dimension, also Yichud, that it's usher to be in a situation that can get you to Yichud. So the question is how you understand that. Is that true? So maybe it is. It appears, I think, is a machlokas achronim whether Rashi's really saying that or not. I think there are two achronim that do seem to read Rashi that way, but not everyone agrees. There's a Chachmas Adam and there's a Truva of Moshe Feinstein. Chachmas Adam, the Chachmas Adam comes up with a major chumrah based on Rashi. And he says, let's say you have let's say you're in an apartment building, and there are two apartments facing each other, or houses. The houses facing each other, and there's no one else around. So you can go from one house to another house without directly facing the Shusarab. So the Chachmas Adam thinks that would be Asr, meaning the men are in one building and the women are in another building. The two houses are facing each other and there's no, but there's no Shusarab in between. They think that's also, even though they're not stacked inside, outside, Chachmas Adam says that's also Asr. That's also included in Rashi. Something like this. Either one's really within the other. This is just Aleph and this is Beis, but they're facing each other, and this area is not in Shesar Abim. The Chachmazar says that's also, it's already Usir, even if House Aleph is full of men and House Beis is full of women. That's the same as Pinyin Lechitzin according to Rashi, because Shema Yifrosh Echad, and he'll walk across. The Chazanish has a discussion about the Siman Lamed Aleph. Perhaps he saw it from the next year of the course of Shabbos. He starts working on, in part based on our sugya, different layouts. And he says, Lehatach. The Chachmazada was Machmir, even if neither one is inside the other, they're just, facing each other. The Chachmazada is thought, even this case is a problem. The Chazanish says, not only is that not a problem, he even thinks that the following is not a problem. Like the Pinyin Lechitzon, two rooms next to each other, one opens into the other, except that each one also opens to the outside. That really should bring back Hilchos Mezuzah Nevus. Right? So the Chazanish says, he thinks, even though these two rooms, Aleph and Beis, are directly adjacent, and one opens to the other, he says, but if Aleph and Beis both open to the outside, so then he says he doesn't think, as long as all the men stay in room Aleph and all the women stay in room Beis, he doesn't think Rashi would be Machmir. And all the more so the Chachmazadim's case. The Devar HaLacha explains in Sifkan Hey, he says, the reason why the Chazanish understood that the reason why Pinyin Lechitzin is Aser, according to Rashi, it's Aser even though you haven't even gone to the other room yet. It's because of sort of like the this setup, the fact that one room has to, it goes through the other room to get out, that creates sort of more of a sense of intimacy, and it puts it on your mind, not intimacy, but it puts it on your mind more. So that's going to be Megara Yetzer more, because you know that the women are coming through. You know you're going through the women's room, so that creates more of an issue. So he says, because this is the only way the bias of chitzon in the classical case, but the bias of pnimi is a bias of pnimi, it's a dead end room. But since the only way for the bias of pnimi to get in and out is through the bias of chitzon, so he says it's like one room only lechura but not lekura. Keilu, you're already there. Daito ilave. Your das is already in the bias of chitzon. So Kiyuli are already there, but none of the other people from Bais HaPnini are there. So that's the approach of the Chazanish. Halacha l'maisa l'chor, we don't accept Rashi, because the Rambam, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, all say not like Rashi. It should be noted, though, there is this Chachmazan is speaking b'das Rashi. There is also true of Moshe Feinstein, who seems to align with Rashi. Moshe Feinstein is a chumrah that's not widely accepted. That's an understatement. I think it is widely not accepted. But Moshe, that true we mentioned last time, the Chelak Dalet Siman Samach Hey, Evan Hazar Chelak Dalet Siman Samach Hey. That's the true of a whole slew of Shilas of Simcha Bunim Cohen sent him. And Hilchas Yichud, close to 20 shilas. How about this case? How about that case? How about this? He clearly sent him a list. And Moshe Feinstein says, he sent a great list. And a lot of issues are very much halachah l'maaseh. Let me try to respond to each one. It's like Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, paragraph after paragraph. So he, one of the sections, he talks about a man and a woman alone in a car. So we discussed last week that offhand, if there are people around and people can see in, just given the lighting, people can see in and there are people coming around every couple of minutes, so that should be a classic halona pasuach l'rishus harabim. If it's a deserted street, or if no one can see into your car, so then that's a problem. But if it's a v'chinas halona pasuach l'rishus harabim, it ought to be mutter. Again, you have to assess whether it's mechur, whether it's appropriate or inappropriate. It may still be mechur hadavar. That's you have to make the call based on context. But certainly, from the point of view of technical yichud, it ought to be chalon mutter because of chalon pasul shushus rabim, assuming that you're visible to the outside and that there are a regular flow of people outside. Rav Moshe writes, no. Rav Moshe writes, even if you're in a street with plenty of people and a highway, it's very busy. He said, yeah, but you could very easily drive off. You can make a right turn and go off to some deserted spot. So that should be a problem. So he handles, maybe there's a sadlako, if it's a makam tzorech, if you're driving alone and a woman asks you for a ride and you're going to look like a terrible Akaminos, if you're not, he said, maybe you could find some sort of kula, but Moshe really thinks that to drive in a car is a problem, even if you're in a well-populated place, because you could so easily drive off to somewhere else. So look over, I don't think that's widely accepted by Postum. It is usher to drive off to somewhere else. Okay. To drive off to a desert spot is a problem. Because, man, you're staying where you're supposed to be, you're fine. It sounds like Rav Moshe is assuming, like Rashi, and specifically like the Chachma Zadim's approach to Rashi. And again, in other words, that the full strength of Rashi, the simple reading of Rashi, that to be in a place where you could get to Yichud is also a problem. Again, we said before that the Chazon Ish, the way Baruch Hashem says the Chazon Ish, he said, no, it's not Rashi. Rashi's only taught this one case because of Derech HaPnimi HaLachitza. They're thinking about each other more. It's more of a concern, Ki'ilu, a little bit like it's one room, only Lahachim. But the Chachach was Adam, I'm taking the Kipshuto. To be in a place where you could get to Yichud unnoticed, that's already a problem. So if you take that simple reading of Rashi, Chacham was not reading the Rashi, then you emerge like a Rashi. Yeah. So again, halacha l'maisa. The Chachaz Adam thinks that we should split the psak. Chachaz Adam thinks it depends whether it's a yichud daraisa, yichud rabbanan. He says if it's beseser with an erva, including with a single nidah, and he thinks that's a Chachaz Adam thinks then you should machmer like Rashi to even avoid. But once it's a whole group, and it's a simple reading of the Gemara, Anashim Benashim, a whole group, so then I take that back. Right, if it's a group and the concern is a Piresh, you'll be alone with her, so then it's potentially a Chachmadan thinks we should machmer. But again, the Pashtas in Shulchan Aruch is that we follow the Rambam. We follow the Rambam. That again, to walk in, to actually walk in, you're with all the men, but you walk, leave the room where all the men are, and you walk into the Cheder HaNashim, doesn't really translate accurately into English, and you walk into the room where the women are, that would be a problem. Or vice versa, if you're dealing with men who are prutzim, look at the Rambam, a woman's going to walk into where all the men are, that's a problem. That seems to be the Pashto. Pashat Mahalach and Hawi Pasuk. But this brings us to step two. Step two is even Lefi the Rambam, even Lefi the Rambam, Rashi appears to be giving us a massive chiddush. And to be in a place where you could get to Yichud is a problem. The guy again we saw, that's a machlokas achronu. Is Rashi saying that? Or like the Chazon Ish, it's limited to this particular scenario. But even the Rambam is very difficult. Because as Ritva pointed out, this appears to be Pesach Pasuach. And particularly the case of Nashim Bachutz. Nashim Bifnim, the Anashim Bachutz. So that we understand. It's Nashim Bifnimi. So this one man walks into the inner room, he has no reason to assume that any of the other men are going to follow him. Because the rest of the men are in the outer room, they have no reason to come into the dead end room. They need to get out, they need to leave the room, they'll go out to the street. So the Nashim Bifnim, we understand why that would be a problem. If actually Pirish Echad Min Ha'Anashim, for he, one man leaves the Bayis Achitz and goes into the Bayis HaPnimi. But the reverse scenario, the scenario of Nashim Bachutz V'Anashim Bifnim, Nashim Bachutz V'Anashim Bifnim, so why is it that that's what Rav Kana had said was the problem? And the question is why? Why is that a problem? Ritva says, the Masni says that the reason that Sabla HaKol is Pesach Pasuach. All of them that are going to come, or any other. You walk, the scenario is you have this, the men are on the inside, the women are on the outside, and one of the men leaves the room and goes to the outside. So now it's a problem. Why is it a problem? Why? Because you're this man now alone in the cheder achitzon with all the women. Yeah, but isn't there a decent chance that some other men are going to, any other man who wants to leave is also going to follow the same way? So shouldn't that be Pesach Pesach? Shouldn't that be Pesach Pesach? So that's really difficult. That's really difficult because we do paskin Pesach Pesach as mutter, and we also paskin the very next line is the pinyan chitza. So l'chora there are. Yeah, there are three or four answers. Well, let's talk about three. A difficult chachmas adam, but let's talk about three answers to this kasha. The Rif, the Beis Meir, and the Binyan Tzion. The Rif we said before. The Rif is mashma the din of pinyan v'chitzon. That's how he opened. Three shitas in to what extent the din of pinyan v'chitzon apply. According to Rashi, it's even his potential yichud, and Rama only if you're actually there. The Rif leaves it out. So l'chora, the Rif leaves it out because he is bothered by discussion. In other words, the Rif maybe leaves it out because he would say it's a machlokas. Rav Yosef said Pesach Pesach is mutter. Then Rav Kahana, the Masnisa, they're already assuming Pesach Pesach might not be mutter. Okay, and we pass like Rav Yosef. It's the end of story. It's a machlokas in the Gemara, and the Rif tells you how you pass it. That appears to be the Parsha Pshat, how to understand the Rif. And I was excited that Dvar Halacha, the first Sivkatan here, Sivkatan Aleph in Siman Yud Aleph, he quotes something like that, not exactly the same, from the Erech Shai. Because the Erech Shai writes that Pnim Yechitzon is a Midas Chasidus. So this is all Midas Chasidus. This is not Nikradin, it's all Mutter. Nikradin, both Pnim and Chitzon, the men are on the other side of the room, or on the other side of the door, excuse me. Pesach Pesuach. What's the big deal? Pesach Pesuach. It's all fine. It says, in this scenario, it means chasidus to be machlokes. So again, that's maybe another flavor of how you can understand the Rif. Either Rif would say it's machlokes, and the positions of Rav Kana and the Masisa are rejected, or the Rif could say, like the Erech Shai, it's a means chasidus. So he's not calling it means chasidus. Okay. But that's approach number one. It doesn't help us with halacha, though, because Shulchan Aruch clearly follows the Rambam. Not Rashi on the one hand, but also not the Rif on the other hand. Shulchan Aruch does quote Pinyan V'chitzon, black on white in Sivvav, with no indication this is a Midas Chasidus. He says Asurim Mishum Yichud. Asurim Mishum Yichud. So the second approach to understanding this is the Beis Meir, whom we discussed in the previous Chabura, because this is one of the Beis Meir's riots. The Beis Meir, you'll remember, is the one who had suggested the idea that Rabbi Kiva, to which Rabbi Kiva agreed that Pasuach, in the term Pesach Pasuach, Rishos HaRabim, that Pasuach means wide open and not nearly unlocked. There has to be actual visibility. And that's how we developed last time. The Radvaz, who says unlocked door is also sufficient, the Radvaz and the Mabit. So they understand that it's just the Heter Pesach Pasuach is the fact that people might come in. The Beis Meir and Rabbi Akiva say, no, it's not enough that people might come in. You have to either have people here right now, or at least people passing by can see you. The Beis Meir, one of the Beis Meir's rights is that this Gemara, Kvaldik. It says that Gemara says, there are men of the whole group of men on the other side of the door. So why is there a problem here? It says, yeah, because the door is closed. The men can come in and out, but right now the door is closed. No one sees me. Beis Meir says, don't you see from this Gemara? That Pasuach is only wide open. But Sagur Reino Na'o is Aser. That's a strong riot. Now, it should be noted, on the other hand, that the Ritva, who had used the language of Pesach Pasuach in trying to work out this Gemara, clearly, that's where you have a Ritva who's lining up with the Radvaz. He's assuming that Pesach Pasuach doesn't have to be wide open. And Lamaisa said, the first teretz of the kasha is a rib. Mashmah the whole gemara. We don't pass like that. The second teretz of the kasha is a Beis Meir. This isn't Pesach Pesuach. But let's say let's say you follow the Radvaz. And I said last time that Pashto says we do, the majority of Achronim follow the Radvaz. So one of those Achronim who lines up the Radvaz is the Binyan Tzir, Yaakov Ettlinger. He was the he was one of the Rebbeim of Reb Shamshon Frohl Hirsch. So his tshuvas are Binyan Tzir. I believe they're entitled Binyan Tzir because the first siman or two are a response to Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, who was the one who had this idea that we should bring back Hakaras Karbanos Mizbeach Hazeh, the Talmud of Kiveger, Chassam Sofer, and he had developed this whole Drusha Siyam. He thought he had solved all the problems. Worked out the Yichus of Kohane, worked out the Big Day Kahune, worked out Malcolm Mizbeach, and he wanted to reinstitute, at the very least, Karban Pesach. So the first tshuva or two in the Sefer are a response to the Drusha Siyam. And he explains that Yaakov Ettlinger explains that he thinks it's Alpidin not feasible, and that's because of the opening the opening tshuva became the titular tshuva. The entire sefer is entitled Binyan Tzir as a result. It's not all about Zionism. Opening topic. So Siman Kuf Lamed Ches deep in the sefer, the Dvar Halacha quotes this in more than one place. See, you look inside, you open up the tshuva. See, his overall discussion, the overall topic of Kuf Lamed Ches is this issue. Is the issue of how you define Pasulach, the Radvaz versus the Beis Meir of Kiveger. The Shaul said after him, Achmer Binyan Tzir explains, I think that he demonstrates we should not follow the Kiveger and the Beis Meir, we should make it like the Radvaz. And he raises this issue. He says, the Beis Meir said this. The Beis Meir said this. He says, the Radvaz could agree as well. The Beis Meir had said, this is not Pesach Pasuach because the door isn't wide open. He says, the Radvaz could say, it's not Pesach Pasuach because Lo Dai, the door is not wide open, but we don't expect people to come out. He says, and this is what we had discussed last time, that even if you make it like the Radvaz, it's not enough that technically the doors are locked. There has to be a real chance that someone's going to come marching through that door. The fact that the door is unlocked, but you don't expect any company, it doesn't solve any problems. The fact that the door is unlocked is not a magical solution. It's not a Xeris HaKasev. The point is that there's a real chance of other people coming in. So he says, and he says that's true in both directions. In other words, this is what we were talking about before. Clearly, if it's Nashim Bifnim and Pirish Ish Echad into the Cheder HaPnimi with the women, so the door is unlocked and you don't expect any other men to come in. Now, he assumes, though, he assumes that even if it's Nashim Bachutz, he thinks you don't expect other men to be coming out. Now, he's not 100% clear how that works. I mean, that's the only way for the other men to get in and out is through this Cheder Hachitza. So it's not clear to me whether he's saying, no, the whole Isser of Pnimi Hachitza is when there is some side entrance. That really takes us back to the Chazon Ish's case, or he means like this. He says, you have all the men are in the Cheder HaPnimi, all the women are in the Cheder HaChitza, and for the next 3 hours, everyone's doing their thing. You don't expect a lot of traffic in and out. Yeah, whether they're classrooms or there were dining rooms, whatever it is, you have an inner room where the men are, you have the outer room where the women are, and the men are not. These are anashim snuim. They're not. The men aren't interested in draying around in the room where the women are. I need to get through. I'll get through. So right now we anticipate the men are probably going to stay in that room for the next hour, and this one man walks out. So if he's going to, and here's a key point, if he's going to stay in the Cheder HaRashim, what he ought to do is
walk straight out. You're going outside.
Go outside. Present the hay. But, and that'll bring us to a topic we haven't yet discussed, which is the sheer zman for Yichud. The fact that you're there for a moment is not an issue. But he says, if one man is going to walk out here and stick around for a while, that's a problem, because you don't expect, yes, the door is unlocked, but you don't anticipate that other men are going to be coming through. If you did, if it's a sort of situation where there's a lot of traffic, he says, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. Yeah, we imagine it's a situation with a lot of traffic, it's constant in and out. Yes, if it's constant in and out, or if it's a time of day, let's say it's some sort of office building. So if it's a time of day where people are coming and going, and people are showing up to work, leaving work, yeah, at a high traffic time, then the din doesn't apply. The Binyan Sin says that the din is the Gemara is talking about a situation where people are in place and you anticipate for the next 20 minutes, you don't anticipate anyone else moving. You needed to leave. You needed to leave. You left your classroom and you walked through the outer classroom where the women are. So then but you don't anticipate other people coming through. Okay, so then don't stay where you are. Keep moving. If you're going to stay, it's going to be a problem. But again, the being seen is that it's just an application. It's just an application of the classic rules of Pesach Pasulah. And if anything, this is where the Gemara is telling me, let's turn it around. This is where the Gemara is making that point. We had posited in the previous Chabura, Pesach Pasulah, which is our author, and he could point to Radvaz, it's not if the door's unlocked. You have to really anticipate people coming through. Mechatesi, the Misvara. And also, being said, that's the next Gemara. That if the door is unlocked, but you don't anticipate people coming through because it's a men's room, the room of men, the room of women, and you don't anticipate other men coming through the room of the women. So then even though in theory they could, the door is unlocked, you didn't lock the people into the inner room, but that's still a problem. Why? How goofy? That exactly is this point. That Pasuach is not enough that it's technically unlocked, but not enough that it's technically unlocked. You need to also have a real chance that other people are coming through. If it's theoretically possible, but not anticipated, that other people will be coming through that unlocked door, then that, even according to Radvaz, is not a heter of Pesach Pasuach Lusha Sarav. Questions? Yeah.
I think that's how the preacher, I think, says that there's an Iran, but this Gemara shows us we're not, there's no Hashash that people are going to come, so there's no Hefter. So that's one of the last ones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not necessarily wrong. That's a Suha. I'm just saying, what's the finish in the Ramba? He says, the Ramba is telling you that we don't think anyone's going to follow this other person, so there's no Hefter.
Oh, okay.
There's no Hefter of Harvey.
Okay, so now Binyan Sin is saying, and that's the teretz. So Radvaz, perhaps that means the drisha is aligned with the Radvaz as well, in terms of thinking about who was the Kriyavegu, who was like the Radvaz. Okay, thank you for pointing that out. I did not remember that. I remember that drisha made another point. He had made the point about the Isha Achas as Ram Lushitaso. Okay, but I gotta take a look at this. Well, just one closing note. In terms of the Hemshech HaGemara, the Gemara goes on to say, right after this, right after Abaye says that we're Mach in both directions, it says Abaye Daya Gulfi and Rava Daya Kana. Abaye would put down, Abaye and Rava each had things they would put down that would make noise between the men and the women. The Rashi says that there was a Makum Kavutas Anashim Venashim Ola Drasha Ola Chuppah. And men and women came together either to listen to a shir or for a wedding. This is a makkah for having separate seating. So Rashi says, Abaye and Rava, each other practice to put something on the floor in between where the men were sitting and the women were sitting, maybe at the door, if there was a mechitza, hard to know, the door in the mechitza, the passageway between where the men were and the women were. So Abaye and Rava would put things down, so it would make a lot of noise. Everyone will hear if a man is sneaking into where the women are, or vice versa. And then, so what does that have to do with this? So Rashi appears to understand that next line is not connected. The next line actually, it leads into the line afterwards. Abayda, Gufa, Rava, Dayakana, and that's related to the following line, Amar Avin, or Amar Abaye, Sakva, Tashata, Regla. And the weakest time of the year is Yom Tov. Yom Tov, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, quote, you got to be extra careful. Sometimes people let their guard down. And sometimes people have standards of behavior and standards of things that they maintain throughout the year. But when Yom Tov comes, everyone disinhibits a little bit. Sometimes the people go on vacation. They do things that they would never go mix swimming. But all of a sudden they're on vacation and somehow now the mix swimming is mutter. I'm a different zone. So this is an ancient issue. And that's what Gemara says. I don't know if they went on vacation, Yom Tov, but that was a staycation. So when it's Yom Tov, and everyone's on a different zone, a different mode. So that's often, Yom Tov ought to be a time of the greatest Kedusha, but sometimes it's a time when things are shakiest. And Rashi on that line says as well, the women are coming together for Shiurim, and there's more mixing on Yom Tov, and even if you're coming together for holy things, Lishmo Adrasha, but sometimes a takala could emerge from what was meant to be a davar shel kedusha. As a matter of fact, Tosis comments, the Baal Tos in the Amud, it says that's the source for Bahab. I just finished that earlier this week. So that's the source for Bahab. Nogul Lusanas Achar Pesach Achar Sukkos is to do tshuva in case over the course of Yom Tov we took liberties that in retrospect we regret, so that we have an opportunity to do tshuva at the beginning of Bahab is the first Monday, Thursday, and Monday of Cheshvan and of Iyar, following Sukkot and Pesach. It's interesting, take a look at the Me'iri. So the Me'iri, unlike Rashi, who understands that Abayar Dair Gulfi and Rava Dair Kana, that the noisy things on the floor are meant to be, this is just a response to the Sakhva Deshata Rigla. You have a situation, not Yichud, it's a situation where people may be inappropriate. Let's do something to keep people a little more apart. The Me'iri understands that the Dair Gulfi and Dair Kana is the last line of the Pini and Chitza. And they're saying that the solution is a squeaky door. If the door is squeaky, that's what we would say, or if there's something on the floor that makes noise, so then that eliminates the problem of a Pnimi Nechitzin, presumably because everyone's going to notice where you're going. Certainly if it's Anashim Bachos, Anashim Bifnim, you're not going to silently slip away into the Bayis HaPnimi. Everyone's going to notice, even vice versa. This one fellow leaves the Anashim Bifnim, he goes into the Cheder Achitzon, everyone noticed him. And he's to be a little more self-conscious, and that's going to eliminate the problem.